Good afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. My name is Nate Redmond, your host here in Air Chair 1 in downtown Marion, Ohio, and we're ready to go for another show. Well, I hope you're having a great day out there and doing fine. We are doing good here at Offbeat News and Trivia, and we've got trivia on the table for you. Today, we're giving away a $5 gift card to Dollar Tree. We'll give that away at 4:55 this afternoon. And all you need to do for a chance to win is give us a call and answer a trivia question, and we'll put you in the drawing for this Dollar Tree gift card. And also, you'll be put in a drawing for a $20 Red Lobster gift card. We'll give that away at the end of the month, but you'll also be put in the drawing for that, too. So that's what's going on this afternoon. Well, I had a pretty eventful weekend. We celebrated my dad's 60th birthday party. And my wife, Amber, I want to say hi to, by the way. She's listening out there. She got off work early, so she gets to listen to a little bit of the program. So, hi, Amber. She's out there listening in Delaware outside Kohl's, listening on the website, which you can, too, at WWGH1071.com. We're streaming live online, so you can listen to that, listen to this program online. So, I just wanted to say hi to my wife, Amber, but she works. Worked so hard with my mom and me. I worked hard too. Not as hard as my wife did, but we all got ready for my dad's 60th birthday party. It was at my mom's house, and we served salad, garlic bread, homemade lasagna, and quite a few people showed up for the party, and we just had a lot of fun. And then my birthday was on Monday, and we didn't have a party because I didn't want one. But I turned 35, and we just had a little celebration actually last night. My mom had us over and cooked a good home-cooked meal. And then my wife treated me on my birthday. We went to El Campesino, so I got some good Mexican food. So we had a pretty good weekend. I hope you did as well. We want to thank our supporter. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast right here on WWGH Radio. We want to tell you about our website. Just go to, as I just mentioned a couple of minutes ago, you can go to WWGH1071.com. You can archive shows from previous broadcasts and check that out. It's from 2016, actually, is the previous broadcast. And so you can check that out. Well, hey, just got handed a note from Terry Tackett, one of our managers here, and we are having Terry's Terrific Tuesday Trifecta, supported by Blue Fusion, Tuesday, March 31st, from 5 to 7 p.m. There's a package deal that includes pop, one large pizza, and 2 hours of bowling for two people. And how much is this?
Nope, sign up. We're giving
it away. We're going to give this away today?
Nope, sign up.
Oh, sign up. You can. We're going to take names for this. Tuesday, March 31st, 5 to 7 p.m. is when this is going to be. So we're going to take names and sign up for this. And sign up all week with Scott, Charlie, and myself. So this will get you, again, a pop, one large pizza, and 2 hours of bowling free. So you can sign up for this when you sign up for the and this will take place at Blue Fusion, again, Tuesday, March 31st, 5 to 7 p.m., so we will take names for that today. So that sounds like a lot of fun. Terry's Terrific Tuesday Trifecta, supported by WWGH Radio and Blue Fusion. Okay, all right. Sounds fun. Sounds like a good time. All right. I want to tell you my show website, if you want to check that out, is radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. So you can check that out as well. And then, of course, my email address, radionateosu@gmail.com. All right. Let's get to the trivia questions. You can call and answer a trivia question, sign you up for a Dollar Tree gift card, and we'll sign you up for this fun event Tuesday, March 31st, 5 to 7 p.m. for a pop, a large pizza, and 2 hours of bowling. So we're going to give that away as well. So you can get signed up for that too. And here are my trivia questions for today. The phone number you need is, of course, as always, 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Okay, trivia question number one. What happens most of the time when a worm gets cut in half? What happens most of the time when a worm gets cut in half? What event most often causes, you got to read my own writing here, what event most often causes mudslides? What event most often causes mudslides? What household object is home to the most germs? What household object is home to the most germs? 740-383-9944. Call and answer a trivia question. Get signed up for this Dollar Tree gift card. What is an ecosystem? What is an ecosystem? Can you tell me? All right, first call of the day coming in. Hi, we're on the air.
How you doing, Nate?
Hey, Bob, I'm doing great. How are you?
All right. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Right. What causes mudslides is a storm. Heavy rain.
Heavy rains. Yes, heavy rains causes those mudslides.
Right.
Boy, they can do some awful damage, can't they? They can.
Yep.
Yeah, they can do some pretty good damage, can't they?
Yeah, they sure can. Yep.
Hey, buddy, what's on the menu for tonight?
What's on the menu for tonight?
Yeah.
I am cooking potatoes, eggs, and onions all together. I'm giving them sausage patties and toast.
Okay. Hey, all right. Sounds like a good meal.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. They'll eat it up.
Yeah, right, right.
Yep. All right.
All right, buddy.
Yeah. You have a good one.
You too. Thanks, Bob.
Yeah.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Bob Austin, first call of the day. What food was served at Charlie Brown's Thanksgiving dinner? What food was served at Charlie Brown's Thanksgiving dinner? Hi, we're on the air.
The most germs are in your kitchen.
Yeah, the most germs are in the kitchen. Can you believe that?
Yes.
That's kind of disgusting when you go in there and eat, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. And this is Ashley, right?
Yes.
Yes. All right. How's your day going?
Pretty good.
Good. Good deal. We coming in loud and clear?
Yep.
Okay, good, good. Well, I appreciate you listening and taking the time to call. All right, have a good night.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, what else do we have here? In the game, are you familiar with the game Fruit Ninja? On the cell phone, you can download the Fruit Ninja app. In the game Fruit Ninja, what should you avoid slicing? In the game Fruit Ninja, what should you avoid slicing? Hi, we're on the air.
I think popcorn and toast were served by Charlie Brown for his Thanksgiving dinner.
Yes, that's right. How are you today?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, doing good. Just sitting here doing my thing.
Not worrying about the virus at all.
Well, not too much. If I stop and think about it, I suppose I could get myself worried, but I suppose I'll just relax and wash my hands and keep clean.
That's right. And you're young, too.
Yeah, I'm young, too, so I suppose I'm not as susceptible as others.
Right.
And this is our friend Janet Durst, right?
It is, yes.
All right. Well, good to have you listening out there, and I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great night.
You too. Bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Okay, 740-383-9944 is our phone number. In the game Fruit Ninja, what should you avoid slicing? You have to slice all kinds of fruit, but something comes up and you need to avoid slicing it. What is a large rotating thunderstorm called? What is a large rotating thunderstorm called? And what natural disaster destroyed a nuclear power plant in Japan in 2011? What natural disaster destroyed a nuclear power plant in Japan in 2011? And those are what we have on the table for the moment here. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, Ernie, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Although, I haven't been eating quite as well as you have, but, you know, otherwise I'm okay.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. It was a good one.
That's good.
Number 35.
That's great. I think when a worm gets cut in half, you get two worms.
Yeah, you get two worms.
Right.
One of them survives.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Are you a big fisherman?
Oh, I used to be. Yeah, I used to be. Yeah, we used to. We'd always wait until it wait until it rains and then go out in the middle of the night or early in the morning and pick them up off the ground.
Okay, so you collected your own worms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the best way.
Uh huh.
They're all fresh then.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Having a pretty good day?
Not too bad. I think it's heading towards spring.
I think so. And we're ready for it.
Yep.
Well, I appreciate you listening out there, my friend.
Thanks, Nate.
Hey, thank you. Have a good one.
You too.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, a nice flurry of calls here at the beginning, answering the trivia questions here at 740-383-9944. And we're actually just a couple of minutes away from our first break already. Hi, we're on the air.
Will a rotating thunderstorm be a tornado?
Yeah, a rotating thunderstorm is a tornado, yes. Yes, we want to steer clear of those, don't we?
Right.
How are you today?
Not doing too bad.
Good, good, good. Everything doing okay in your neck of the woods?
Yeah, doing good.
Good, good deal. All right, well, I will sign you up here for this Dollar Tree gift card, okay?
All right,
all
thank
right,
you.
Thank you for listening.
Mm-hmm, uh-huh. You have a good evening.
All right, you too. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, David Avery checking in with us here. And again, you will also be signed up for Terry's Terrific Tuesday Trifecta, supported by Blue Fusion and WWGH Radio, Tuesday, March 31st, 5 to 7 p.m. You will get a pop, a large pizza, and 2 hours of bowling, all free if your name is chosen. So you will also be put in that drawing. All right, we will come back and do some offbeat news and let you know what's going off in the world of, going on in the world of offbeat news here in just a moment. If you try to call and I don't pick up, you'll know I'm in my break. So you can give me a call as soon as the break's over. It only lasts a couple minutes. So just give me a couple minutes and give me a call after my break here at 740-383-9944. My email address is always RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. That's RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. We'll be back after these words right back here.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Scott, did you know that Halley's Comet used to fly over Marion every night?
No, Charlie, I didn't know that. How's that possible?
Well, it wasn't really Halley's Comet. It was Martha Dowse's fire baton coming from Girard Avenue.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWG.
All right, we are back, and here are some of the offbeat news that I have collected for you. An Australian family who attempted to order 48 rolls of toilet paper online instead ended up with 48 boxes, $2,153 worth of bathroom tissue. Heidi Janetsky of Toowoomba said her family had been ordering toilet paper 48 rolls at a time from an online company, but she recently made an error while switching to a different variety of paper offered by the website. And when it was asked for quantity, I put 48, thinking that would be a box of 48 rolls, Janetsky told 7 News. Turned out it was 48 boxes. The courier man turned up at the door with 2 pallets of toilet paper instead of 1 box. Janetsky said she checked her credit card statement and confirmed she had shelled out $2,153 plus shipping for the massive haul of paper. She said the recent toilet paper shortages stemmed from coronavirus concerns, having simplified the process of getting rid of the rolls. The family has started selling the toilet paper at a slight markup to support a school trip her daughter's class is planning. Wouldn't that be a shock? Couple pallets of toilet paper showing up at your door instead of just 48 rolls? Wow. An Indian student who suffered swelling and pain inside his mouth went to a dentist who pulled a record-breaking tooth from his mouth. Pawan Bavasar, 20, went to a dental clinic in the Kasaron district of Madhya Pradesh, complaining of pain, swelling, and blisters inside his mouth. Dr. Saurabh Sarasti conducted an examination and decided to remove two of Bravra's teeth. One of the pulled teeth measured 1.53 inches long, exceeding the Guinness World Record for the longest tooth pulled from the mouth of an adult. The previous record, 1.46 inch tooth, was pulled by German dentist Dr. Max Lucas in 2018. Wow, that's a long tooth. Speaking of dentists, my wife's got to go to the dentist this evening. Dentist is never any fun. I would always dread going to the dentist. And I wasn't as bad. You know, some people have to take, like, what do you call, is it a sedative that you have to take to kind of relax you when you go to the dentist? I was never quite that bad. But I know some people are just totally freak out when they go to the dentist and just can barely stand it. But when I was younger, I had some major dental work done because I had a tooth coming in the roof of my mouth. And so they had to uncover that, and then with the orthodontist had to hook up a chain to my braces and pull that thing from the back of my mouth into position in line with the rest of my teeth. You talk about painful. My goodness, I'll never forget how painful that was and all that pressure from pulling that chain, pulling that tooth from the back to the front. Could barely sleep or eat or do anything until that was done. I forget exactly how many days it took, or maybe it took weeks. I don't remember for sure, but I'll tell you what, that is no fun. So dental work, I can do without. I don't even like going for a cleaning. It's about time I do, though. All right, now this story. Organizers of a carnival in a French city announced they broke a Guinness World Record when 3,549 people came out dressed like Smurfs. The Starry Moon Carnival in Landuro said 3,549 people were counted Saturday night in costumes inspired by the Smurfs, small blue characters created by Belgian comics artist Peyo in 1958 before going on to star in TV and film adaptations across the globe. Photos from the event show participants in blue face paint, blue shirts, and white or red hats. The carnival organizers said they beat the previous record of 2,762 people in Smurf costumes, which was set in Germany in 2019. So there you go. A lot of Smurfs in one place. All right, let's do On This Day in History on this March the 11th. In the year 537, the Goths began their siege on Rome. 1302, the characters Romeo and Juliet were married this day, according to William Shakespeare. 1649, the Peace of Ruel was signed between the Frondeurs and the French government. 1665, a new legal code was approved for the Dutch and English towns, guaranteeing religious observance unhindered. 1702, the Daily Courant, the first regular English newspaper, was published. On this date in 1791, Samuel Mulliken became the first person to receive more than one patent from the U.S. Patent Office. 1810, the Emperor Napoleon Bonaparte was married by proxy to Archduchess Marie-Louise of Austria. 1824, the U.S. War Department created the Bureau of Indian Affairs. Seneca Indian Eli Parker became the first Indian to lead the Bureau. 1861, a Confederate convention was held in Montgomery, Alabama, where a new constitution was adopted. 1865, Union General William Sherman and his forces occupied Fayetteville, North Carolina. 1867, in Hawaii, the volcano Great Mauna Loa erupted. And then in 1882, the Intercollegiate Lacrosse Association was formed in Princeton, New Jersey. On this March 11th, now you know what happened on this day in history. All right, let's see if we can get some more trivia questions answered here at 740-383-9944. Call in and answer a trivia question. We'll sign you up for a chance to win a Dollar Tree gift card. And also, we'll put you in the drawing for Terry's Terrific Tuesday Trifecta, supported by Blue Fusion and WWGH Radio. This is for Tuesday, March 31st from 5 to 7 p.m. It's a free package including a pop and a large pizza and 2 hours of bowling for two people at Blue Fusion. So we'll put you in the drawing for that as well. What is an ecosystem? What is an ecosystem? In the game Fruit Ninja, what should you avoid slicing? In the game Fruit Ninja, what should you avoid slicing? What natural disaster destroyed a nuclear power plant in Japan in 2011? What natural disaster destroyed a nuclear power plant in Japan in 2011? On September 6, 1995, baseball star Cal Ripken Jr. broke a record that had existed since 1939. What was it? On September 6, 1995, baseball star Cal Ripken Jr. broke a record that had existed since 1939. What was it? In 2002 and 2003, tennis superstar Serena Williams did the Serena Slam. What was it? In 2002 and 2003, tennis superstar Serena Williams did the Serena Slam. What was it? Which U.S. president kept the little zoo at the White House featuring a one-legged rooster? Which U.S. president kept the little zoo at the White House featuring a one-legged rooster? 740-383-9944. Give me a call and sign up for a chance to win this Dollar Tree gift card. We're going to give that away at 4:55 this afternoon. According to ice cream maker Baskin-Robbins, if you like chocolate chip ice cream, you are probably a what person? What kind of person are you if you like chocolate chip ice cream, according to ice cream maker Baskin-Robbins? Cotton candy made its debut at the 1904 World's Fair. What was the original name of cotton candy? Cotton candy made its debut at the 1904 World's Fair. What was its original name? 740-383-9944. Give me a call and answer these trivia questions. And answer one of these trivia questions, and I'll put you in the drawing for a Dollar Tree gift card. We'll give that away at 4:55 this afternoon. Well, let me tell you about the Circleville Pumpkin Show. It's the greatest show on earth, pumpkin show, that is. Local boosters also use the word free when referring to the annual Circleville Pumpkin Show, which takes place the third week of October. But don't call it a festival. That would brand you a city slicker for sure. It all started in 1903 when Mayor George Haswell invited farmers to display the fruits of their harvest, mostly corn fodder and pumpkins cut into the shapes of jack-o'-lanterns, and it's endured almost every year since, except during the two world wars when it was briefly postponed. We've got another call coming in. Hi, we're on the air.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Yes, Teddy Roosevelt kept the zoo at the White House. Yes, indeed. Yep. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Doing good. Let me get your name. I'll put you in the drawing for the gift card.
Okay, just Tim.
Tim? All right, yep. Tim. You are in the drawing, sir.
All right, thank
I
you.
Appreciate you listening.
Thank you.
And thank you. Bye-bye. Bye. All right, Tim, now in the drawing. Okay, this festival endured almost every year, except during the two world wars when it was briefly postponed. But the Circleville Pumpkin Show event is a four-day pumpkinganza. Pumpkinganza instead of extravaganza. That grows 400,000 plus visitors from the United States and abroad. Where else can you get pumpkin taffy, pumpkin ice cream, pumpkin cake, pumpkin soups, pumpkin waffles, pumpkin cream puffs, pumpkin fudge, all in one place? And they do grow in big. I'll tell you how big after we come back from the break. We'll be back after these words right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 on the FM dial. Keep it right here.
Scott, did you know that Martha Dowse and George Casillas were taught to dance by Marian, Native and Miss America, Marilyn Meskey?
I had heard that.
What you didn't know was that after Marilyn taught them how to dance, that George gave her a gift.
Oh, really? What was that?
Two jugs of olive oil and a box of lemons.
George's calling card, WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
/180/111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak or walk.
/150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
All right, my caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, thanks for holding on through the break. I appreciate it.
Yep. Cal Ripken played the most consecutive games.
Yes, play the most consecutive games in a row. That is right. Very good. And is this my friend Charles Durst?
Yes, it is.
All right, buddy. How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
Good. Good deal. Hey, I appreciate you listening out there this afternoon.
Yep.
All right. Well, hey, you take care now, and I appreciate the phone call very, very much.
Okay.
All
thanks.
Right. Thank
thanks
you.
A lot.
We got you all signed up.
Okay.
Okay. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. We got a nice little pile of calls coming in here, and if you'd like to call and answer a trivia question, we'll put you in the drawing for this Dollar Tree gift card. Okay, here's another call coming in here. Hi, we're on the air.
Tusami?
Tusami!
Oh, yes, okay, you must be answering the tsunami that was a natural disaster back in the nuclear power plant in Japan in 2011. All right, buddy, what's your name?
Noah,
how are you doing today, Noah?
Good.
Good, good. Well, thank you so much for calling me, okay?
Okay.
Okay, well, you have a good night, okay?
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
I love it when the kids call in and participate in the program here at 740-383-9944 and Offbeat News and Trivia. Want to say thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast here on WWGH Radio. Okay, let me tell you how big some of these pumpkins can get at the Circleville Pumpkin Show. I was talking about that before the break. Cultivators compete for the title of biggest pumpkin, some of which have topped 1,110 pounds and sometimes rolling into the top spot by only a few pounds. That's a lot of pie, not to mention serious backstrain from getting those puppies on the scale. There's something for all ages, rides, non-pumpkin food booths, parades, and a Miss Pumpkin and Little Miss Pumpkin competition in which even the winner's hair seems to have a slightly orange hue. Or it could be the reflection from the 6-foot, 400-pound pumpkin pie baked for the event by Lindsay's Bakery, or the water tower, which is painted to look like, you guessed it, a giant pumpkin. I've seen that huge pumpkin pie down there, and that thing is beautiful. It really is, to see that big old pumpkin pie. All right, it's time for the weird word of the week. Head with me down the hallway, make a right-hand turn, have a seat, and on the chalkboard I have written today's weird word of the week. It's moil. Moil. M-O-I-L. It's a verb. It's got two definitions. The first one, to work hard. The second one, to whirl or churn ceaselessly or to twist. To work hard or to whirl or churn ceaselessly or to twist. The origin of moil goes back to the years 1350 to 1400 and comes from the Middle English. So there you go, our weird word of the week. All right, we got about 4 minutes left to get another couple of answers here to these trivia questions. Let's see if we can do it. In 2002 and 2003, tennis superstar Serena Williams did the Serena Slam. What was it? In 2002 and 2003, tennis superstar Serena Williams did the Serena Slam. What was it? In the game Fruit Ninja, what should you avoid slicing? In the game Fruit Ninja, what should you avoid slicing? What is an ecosystem? What is an ecosystem? According to ice cream maker Baskin-Robbins, if you like chocolate chip ice cream, you probably are what kind of person? According to ice cream maker Baskin-Robbins, if you like chocolate chip ice cream, you're probably what kind of a person? 740-383-9944. Give us a call. Answer one of these trivia questions. We'll put you in the drawing for a Dollar Tree gift card. Cotton candy made its debut at the 1904 World's Fair. What was its original name? Cotton candy made its debut at the 1904 World's Fair. What was its original name? When bees visit flowers, what do they eat and later turn into honey? When bees visit flowers, what do they eat and later turn into honey? And in what state would you find a giant statue of a buttered baked potato in front of a museum? In what state would you find a giant statue of a buttered baked potato in front of a museum? 740-383-9944. By the way, everybody that also calls will get signed up for a Red Lobster gift card. We'll give that away the last Wednesday of the month, a $20 Red Lobster gift card. You're also getting signed up for that. And you also are getting signed up for Terry's Terrific Tuesday Trifecta, supported by Blue Fusion and WWGH, Tuesday, March 31st from 5 to 7 p.m. Package deal includes your pop, a large pizza, and 2 hours of bowling. This is good for two people. So, hey, pretty cool. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
Very well.
Good.
The cotton candy is called Fun Sugar.
Yes, Fun Sugar. That's right. Very good. All right. And what is your name? And I'll get you signed up for the gift card.
Well, that sounds great. My name's Mary.
Mary. Well, Mary, I appreciate you listening out there and taking the time to give us a call here.
Well, you're welcome. We're enjoying the show.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And call anytime, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. All right. Anybody else here real quick would like to answer anything? It is 4:55. I'll give you a couple minutes. It is time to do the drawing. And we will just wait a couple of minutes here and see who else would like to call. All right. Let's mix up everybody that we have here and find out who our winner is going to be for today for this $5 gift card to Dollar Tree. Okay. And our winner for today is Tim. Tim, thank you so much for calling. Didn't get a last name, but Tim out there listening, you know who you are. And this Dollar Tree gift card will be waiting for you here at the radio station at 165 West Center Street. We're at Suite 208 on the second floor of the Ohio Health Building. Just take that elevator, and we are all the way at the end of the hallway. And our hours are Monday. You can pick these up, your prize up. Mondays from 4 until 6. Tuesday from 4 to 6. Wednesday, we're here until 4 until 5. Thursday, 10 to noon. And Friday, 10 to noon. So, Tim, you can pick up your gift card then. And we will have it right here for you. And thanks, everybody, for listening. I appreciate it very much. And thank you, everybody, for taking time to give us a call. We do appreciate that so very much. And I just can't say how much we do appreciate you calling us up here at WWGH Radio. Like I said, those are the prize pickup hours, and you can come on down here to the station. Again, 165 West Center Street is our address. All right, Ladies Corner, for our recipe, we have a little bit of a St. Patrick's Day recipe, because it'll be St. Patrick's Day before the next show. Layered lemon lime dessert. Layered lemon lime dessert is what we have. So it's a little bit of a green recipe, and here's what you need. 2 cups of lemon sherbet softened, 1 container of Philadelphia cream cheese spread, 1 can of sweetened condensed milk, 1 tub of Cool Whip whipped topping thawed, 1/2 cup lime juice. And here's how to make it. Spoon your sherbet into foil lined 9 by 5 inch pan. Spread to form even layer in pan. Freeze 10 minutes. Meanwhile, beat cream cheese spread in large bowl with whisk until creamy. Gradually beat in sweetened condensed milk until blended. Stir in Cool Whip and lime juice. Spread cream cheese mixture over sherbet layer in pan. Freeze 3 hours until firm. And that is your recipe for layered lemon-lime dessert. You say, Nate, I didn't get that. Well, you can get that on my Facebook page by just searching Radio Nate into Facebook. Again, just go to Facebook, type in Radio Nate, and that will get you that particular recipe. All right. Again, everybody that called today, thank you so much. You're signed up for Terry's Terrific Tuesday Trifecta, supported by Blue Fusion and WWGH Radio, Tuesday, March 31st, 5 to 7 p.m. Your package includes your pop, a large pizza, 2 hours of bowling for two people. You're signed up here on Charlie's Show and Scott's Show as well. All right, it is quitting time. It's time for me to hit the road and head on back to Waldo, where I belong, where they keep me all week long. They let me out on Wednesdays between 4:15 and 5 o'clock to do the show. But stay tuned. We've got a lot of great programming for you 24/7 right here on 107.1 FM WWGH Radio. Again, thanks so much for the phone calls, everybody. I appreciate it. I'll be back here in Air Chair 1 next week to do my thing once again on Offbeat News and Trivia. See you later.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LPFM, Marion, Ohio. For Emmy Award-winning actress and voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll, sharing her experience of being in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
One of the big traditions for a lot of people on Thanksgiving is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yes, absolutely, and I was in it one year. I played Mother Goose.
Did you?
Yes.
Well, tell us about that.
Well, there was nothing to tell. I was dressed up like Mother Goose, and I was in this thing. And I must say, I had a secret little flask because it was colder than a bear's ears. And I had a little nip of some good warm stuff occasionally. So I was a very happy Mother Goose by the end of the trip.
Oh.
There, that's a secret let out.
Oh, my. That's a great story. So Mother Goose was...
Isn't that lovely?
Mother Goose
but
had a few nips.
Oh, what fun it was. And the joy of the children and their parents and their brothers and their sisters along the route just waving and having such a good time celebrating.
WWGH Radio, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage CRTMechanicals.com.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.